views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Saturday, North State. Welcome to another edition of Wellgate Wellness. I am your host, Rich Novelli. We have got a great show today. We are going to be talking to Jamie Hanna, who's with us for the second time, about a new program that she's involved with, and also share some of the information about what she's so excited about. But I wanted to start off by saying good morning to Bob.
Let me make sure my microphone, the engineer needs to make sure the microphone is
please
turned
do. Up.
Well, I was trying not to, you know.
I count on you for that, Bob, because I know nothing of what you're doing.
I keep my own microphone off because my dulcet tones rarely show up on these shows.
Well, that's their loss and our gain. Thank you very much. How are things going? You look great.
Going excellent. I have to share this, and I've mentioned this on the Free Fire Morning Show a couple of times. Back in January, the doctor was giving me the stink eye, and I was getting a little nervous because my A1C, which measures the accumulated sugar in the blood, was pushed well into the 170s. Well, that's the daily reading was in the 170s. The A1C was actually 8.2.
Oh, geez.
That is an unsafe level at which bad things start happening. Through a little mod of the diet and getting out and just doing about 30, starting at 30 minutes, moving to 45, and then on to an hour per day, I have dropped that number down to right around 130 per day with a cumulative A1C of 6.7, and the doctor is now smiling.
Excellent. And you've been coming into Wellgate almost daily. I see you all the time in there.
The recumbent bicycle is my new best friend.
Yes.
Because I can perch my... Before, you know, exercise is not the most exciting thing in the world, you know. So I bring my Kindle, and I perch that on the display, and I'm a happy guy for an hour.
Well, it looks like... It's, at the beginning, it looked like you have your own engineering panel up on that. You've got it all set up.
I plug in my headphones and watch a movie on the Kindle, and
but congratulations.
Well,
keep up the great work.
And I will say this, that it is and I've been in a fair number of facilities in my many, many years of dealing with the Battle of the Bulge, and that is probably one of the finest facilities I have seen, and yet it's not. When I was in Southern California, I went to a couple of spandex clubs, and you know the type I'm talking about. People just go down there, they get into the Dan Skins or whatever and hang out at the juice bar, and the equipment is never touched. This is not that sort of place. It is very classy and state-of-the-art gear.
Well, thank you for that. And I am just thrilled that you are seeing the progress, because that certainly helps embed the habit, and the habit is a great one. So
it's not so much pounds as inches right now, and that's the big thing.
Right. And so fantastic. Well, we'll keep abreast of your progress, and I know that it's great to see you in there every day. So,
thank you.
All right, so on to Ms. Hanna. Jamie, welcome to the show again. It's been a while.
Thank you. Good morning.
I know you're a little under the weather, so you've asked me to carry you. I don't know if that is absolutely possible. You see, you are a very high-energy person, but we're going to do the best we can today. Jamie, for those of you who don't remember, has been involved in the health and fitness industry for 30 years. She's ACE certified, which is the American Council on Exercise. She's a certified personal trainer and fitness instructor. She is ACE certified fitness nutrition specialist and a certified functional aging specialist through the Functional Aging Institute, which is what we're going to talk a little bit more about today. She holds her degree in health, physical education, and leadership. And she also has a minor in psychology, which she uses on all of us on a regular basis. Jamie helps people by teaching them about lifestyle choices as they relate to health and mind, body, and spirit. And we are privileged to have you here today. So
thank you,
welcome,
Rich.
Again.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about the special needs of people over 50 and how the increase in demand from the baby boomer generation is changing the way that we address those needs. I know Jamie and I have both been in the industry for 30 years or so, and to see how the industry has changed, clearly this is probably one of the biggest challenges that we are looking at as an industry, is to address the needs of probably the first generation that kind of grew up with the benefits of exercise.
Exactly.
And so they understand, you know, what it is that they need to do. And part of our challenge is to educate them that you're never too old to really improve the quality of your life. So
never too late.
So you feel particularly passionate about this, and maybe you can tell the story a little bit about, you know, why you feel that way.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to start with a quote by Leon Eldred. He says, "If I'd known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself," which I used to laugh at, but now it's a little more serious, and because I am over 50 as well. And really, this boom in the aging population due to baby boomers and people living longer due to the fact that sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, life-saving drugs, and medical care have just exponentially increased lifespan. So, you know, if you think back at the time of the American Revolution in the 1700s, the average life expectancy in the United States was about 30 years old. And today, the average American is living to 80 and beyond. And so the predictions are that in the next 30 years, there will be as many people over the age of 80, as there are under the age of 5. And never has this ever happened before in the history of humankind.
Well, and I see here that 42% of the population is over the age of 50. Is it 40 or 50?
Well, 42% of all Americans a whopping 76 million adults represent 42% of all Americans over 21.
And here in Reading, as I've mentioned before, it's closer to 48%.
Wow.
We get a lot of transplants up here from the Bay Area and from L.A. and in all parts of the country. So we particularly have a high density
as
of
a retirement.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, so this population group will live longer, the baby boomers, and really, the more and more that I learn about it, the generation has initiated a gerontological explosion, especially in the year 2011 when the retirees from the baby boomers started turning 65.
Right.
So really, this age group has kind of redefined old age because they're living so much longer past retirement. They're pushing the limits further and further, and they're getting more and more active, and they're wanting to avoid going into permanent health care housing for elderly, and they want to keep their driver's license longer, and they want to remain independent. So they're really taking their health into their own hands, which is really smart and really great.
Right, and there are a lot of myths to be debunked on both sides of this question. And when you are getting older, a lot of us, you know, were led to believe that, geez, once you hit 50, forget it. You might as well be sitting in the rocking chair.
Exactly.
And now, you know, clearly that has been debunked by all of medical science. This is research over the years. But on the other side of the equation, when you look at the industry, our fitness industry, we too have been very hesitant to invest in this population because we just didn't feel like there was either an interest or didn't fit into and doesn't fit into the typical quote-unquote gym model.
Right.
Now, you know, not to blow our own horn, but Wellgate was specifically set up to address the mature and professional population here in Reading. And so our trainers and our programming and our facilities and our culture is all based on really addressing what we consider to be this underserved population. And you specifically have really invested a lot of time and energy in the Functional Aging Institute, I know now, to really address this. So as an industry, we are behind the curve, and we have to step up to not figure out, but really educate those of us in the industry how to address this wonderful population that has very specific needs. right?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I loved what you said about debunking the myths about aging, because Jane Fonda has a wonderful talk, a YouTube on TED Talks, about this very, very subject. And she says, you know, the old metaphor for aging was like a bell curve. And it was like you would start out, you were born, and then you would go up, 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 and life was grand until you hit 50. And then you started to go down the other side of the bell, and then you were a decrepit, and right. you just knew life right. after 50 over the hill. You know, it used to be over the hill. And basically she said she'd like to change that metaphor to more of a staircase. And the staircase, we're constantly improving. We're constantly getting better. We're wise. We've learned more deep spirituality, and we become better people as mm-hmm. we age. We hopefully learn from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the incredible opportunities that are available to people after they retire, you know, for volunteering or actually just staying active in the workplace.
Well, clearly, I think you've said it, is staying active is the key. And
it
a
is.
Lot of people that come into us have neglected that mm-hmm. portion of their life. Mm-hmm. And because of the myth, well, I'm not going to yeah. be able to keep getting better, which is so untrue. But the problem with that is that you have to get really kind of caught up again. It took you maybe 20 years of deconditioning. You're not going to get in condition in 2 months.
No. It's,
again, this is a consistency over intensity thing. But, you know, our bodies do change
oh my gosh.
As we get older.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, the body doesn't respond as much. We had Dr. Rob Hamilton on the show a few weeks back, and he talked about hormonal balances and all the mm-hmm. new cutting-edge research that's being done on hormones and the power of hormones and in enabling our bodies to keep functioning. But as you said, you know, 80 is the new 50, you know,
yep.
And so if we're going to be living that long, quality of life is really key.
Absolutely.
And so we can do a lot to address the fact that this demographic, this population is probably more deconditioned than most. So we have to be aware of that as an industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is, okay, so how do we address that deconditioning in a safe way, understanding that the body does have a tendency to break down over time, and it takes longer to get it back into that shape. So
absolutely.
I know I've kind of gone off the rails a little bit here, but I think, you know, it's an interesting dialogue for our listeners
absolutely.
To understand that, no, it is never too late for you to, you know, invest in yourself and a quality of life.
Absolutely. And I'll go into some personal stories a little bit later. But you're right. You hit the nail on the head. It is never too late. And even small changes can exponentially increase someone's quality of life and keep them from being, you know, independent on dependent on someone else.
Right.
And, you know, some of the issues, the health conditions that we face over 50 are joint replacements, sometimes
right.
two or more. Osteopenia, which is the loss of bone, sarcopenia, the loss of muscle, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, obesity, arthritis, Parkinson's, cancer, and many more. And, you know, these provide challenges, and people do, they give up. They think, okay, this is my life, and I cannot change it. But exercise and diet can exponentially
yep.
change your life.
We are reaching out to a lot of doctors. We're coming up on our first break here, but I did want to say it's been interesting because we are reaching out to Wellgate and talking to a lot of medical practitioners, and we're saying we'd like to introduce you to this wonderful new drug, and you know, kind of, you know, tongue in cheek, and say it's called exercise, and it, you know, for you to start prescribing this, you know, this takes care of 30 chronic, you know, and debilitating diseases. And so let's get them on that track before we start pumping people full of drugs. And so we're going to get caught up on that portion a little bit later on. I know that we want to talk a little bit about the Functional Aging Institute, and we're going to have a guest on a little bit later in the show, Dr. Dan Ritchie, who is the founder of the Functional Aging Institute. He'll be joining us in the third segment this morning. So, but just touch on that a little bit. You've been gotten involved in this company and Functional Aging. Just tell us real quickly, you know, and we'll get into this in the second segment, what got you interested in that.
Well, what got me interested was when I minored in psychology, and one of the classes, we had to take an upper division class, and I couldn't get into the class I wanted. So I had to then take Psychology of Aging, and I'll tell you all about that when we come
back. So I'm giving her the cut sign here. All right. As usual with Jamie, it's a very fast first segment. We've got a lot to talk about. Please hang with us. Some really cool information coming up here in the second and third segments. I'm Rich Novelli. I'm your host of Wellgate Wellness, and we will be back after a few short messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, stronger than ever. On Monday, Linda and I will be discussing the exit of Britain from the EU and the impact it's going to have on Europe and England and the United States. Let's find out what that impact is. Plus, can this campaign for president get any dirtier? Why? Yes, it can. Let's find out how on Monday, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
right, welcome back. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to Wellgate Wellness. And we're speaking to Jamie Hanna, who is part of this Functional Aging Institute, and it's an organization that is really focusing on fitness and quality of life and wellness for those of us over the age of 50. But it really, I think, touches on almost any age group in many ways. I'm sure you're going to talk about that. So tell us just a little bit about, Jamie, about the Functional Aging Institute. You mentioned kind of what got you involved. Mm-hmm. So what kind of work are they doing here?
Well, I was going to tell you a little bit how I learned about them really quick. Yeah. And then, when I was receiving my degree in 2014, again, I was minoring in psychology, and I had to take psychology of aging, which, believe it or not, I was over 50 and wasn't excited about that.
No.
And, you know, I learned a lot about myself, too, because I never knew about ageism and the stigma attached to ageism. So it really opened my eyes to the beauty of aging and how mindset is everything. And in this class, they showed video after video of the people who were, living well, 70s, 80s, 90s, even over 100.
Right.
And they had a common theme, Rich. They said, I didn't take things too seriously in life. I was kind of chill when it came to other people. I forgave quickly. I loved with everything I had. I listened to music. I danced. I had fun. I spent time with family. And so this recurring theme was actually, believe it or not, more important even than the actual exercise. But then they said, I did stay active too. But to them, it was more important to be, you know, keep their mind strong and really have connection with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, the exercise piece is extremely important, and they really, you know, talked about this because a lot of them did have ailing diseases, mm-hmm, because they hadn't exercised. So it just shows the importance of...
Yeah, and not to interrupt you, but what's interesting about that comment is, from my perspective, and I'm obviously very prejudiced about this, mm-hmm, is that exercise really controls more about that mood and that outlook on life, you know, than willing yourself. If you have these debilitating illnesses or injuries, if you, you know, exercise has been shown to even stave off Alzheimer's, dementia.
Absolutely.
I mean, that, mm-hmm, there are things now that we're learning that we didn't know, you know, even 5 years ago,
right,
that the power of this, that, mm-hmm, you want to talk about this mindset and this outlook on life, that it goes hand in hand with taking care of yourself, mm-hmm, and doing a little bit of exercise,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So not to diminish those things, but clearly if you start with exercise while you're focusing on the psychology of the quality of your life, those two go hand in hand.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in 2014, when I was getting my degree and taking this class that I didn't want to take that I ended up loving, I kept through ACE certification and American College of Sports Medicine, I received periodicals that have the latest research on exercise, physiology, the latest everything about exercise, all things exercise. And this one gentleman's name kept popping up, Dr. Dan this, Dr. Dan that, especially when we were talking about the aging population and exercise and functional training. And, mm-hmm, you know, certainly I was interested, but every time I would look at an article, Dr. Dan Ritchie from Indiana, his name would just pop up everywhere. So when he was featured as the personal trainer of the year in 2014 by the PFP trainer, manual. That's the Personal Fitness Professionals Manual. There was an article in there by the editor, Lindsay Vestola, and she said, quote, over the last several years, baby boomers and senior fitness is a corner of the fitness industry with its own identity. An estimated 10,000 people turn 65 every day, most of whom wouldn't refer to themselves as seniors. This niche holds nearly 70% of the wealth in the United States and is a significant driver of the economy. They generally aren't concerned with fat loss or fitness vanity. Rather, they are focused on independence and staying active for as long as possible, which makes them inherently longer-term clients. So I started to learn really about how values have changed for this generation, and they weren't working out to, you know, wear, like Bob was saying earlier, the Lycra and the,
right,
you know.
Dan skin. He really dated himself with the dan skin.
Well, I was there too with the leg warmers. So, mm-hmm, I, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And so really, I started realizing, yes, they're there because they want to be healthy and they want to be able to play with their grandchildren and walk the Spanish steps and be able to travel. And so I was teaching, this is one of my personal stories, I was teaching a cardio ballet bar class up in Ashland, and I had mostly people around their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then one by one, I had a 60-year-old and a 70-year-old and then one 81-year-old. And I modified. I had been certified for years, but like everyone, I had this stigma that, oh, I had to go really super easy on them. I knew I didn't want to hurt them. Mm-hmm. But what I learned was through time, they started making incredible gains.
Right.
And they loved the cardio bar because it reminded them of their childhood ballet classes, even if they never really pursued it. And one story of a lady, Judy, and she's allowed me to tell her story, is we, in a downward dog position, your hands and your feet are on the ground, and then your hips are up in the air. And she could never walk her hands into her feet and finalize the downward dog and roll up one vertebrae at a time. She would always have to kind of roll over to the side and pick herself up one way or another. So we always kind of waited, and I could always see out of the corner of my eye, you know, Judy kind of picking herself up, and we would wait at the top. Well, one day we're standing up, and Judy is nowhere to be seen. And I said, "Where's Judy?" And she goes, "I'm right here." And she had stood up. She had actually done it. She had actually finally rolled up. And we all started clapping and cheering. And she literally just progressed, you know, slow progressions on her own. And I just personally, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I didn't think she could ever do it. Mm-hmm. So that really opened up my eyes to this whole, okay, if you do it slowly, one little step at a time, maybe anyone can do anything they put their mind to, barring, you know, previous injuries.
Right.
And that's why Dan Ritchie, the Functional Aging Institute, really, really started to get my attention.
Right. It's fascinating. I mean, we are so very fortunate. I love the members that we have that are of the more mature population, because, of course, they don't like to be called seniors. Yeah. So and they come in, and, you know, with a smile on their face, they've got all of this experience, all this wisdom, and now they're being taught that they can improve the quality of their life. And they tell us that we don't necessarily want to look better in a swimsuit. I mean, it'd be nice, but the idea is to improve the quality of life. And that quality of life, as Jamie said, we talk about it with them, is all about, you know, being able to take that long hike, being able to take the groceries out of your car without pain, being able to lift the grandkids, and generally having more energy and a much fresher outlook on life. And it is just so much fun to watch them participate, improve, grow, expand their physical horizons, where they are debunking these myths that there were limitations. You know, our trainers are very qualified in this, and very few of them have any of these folks on what we call isolation or selectorized equipment. Not that that's not part of a program, but the reality is it's more functional movements. You lose the functionality of a lot of the stabilizing muscles and joints, and those things are, if improved, you know, magnify the quality of your life and the ability for you to go out and enjoy life tenfold. So it's so fun to see that happening, and I think you hit the nail on the head. So you basically do modify your classes, you modify your exercise regimen. Is there an overriding kind of theme when you're dealing with this population?
The theme is, it is different for every single person, and wow, how different it can be, because depending on a person's lifestyle choices and disease and any, you know, history with injury, an 80-year-old can be actively playing golf, no problem, or an 80-year-old can be, unfortunately, in a home, sitting in a wheelchair, not moving. So both 80-year-olds, this is where this training comes in really handy for me, especially anyone who's passionate about training the aging population, is those two individuals, just like any client, you're going to have a completely different approach. And what I really love about the Functional Aging Institute is they have an assessment process, which each candidate, client will go through, and then you are able to see where your starting point is and where am I going with this person and what are their goals and what can they do. And yes, functional training is so important to keep up with the activities of daily life. And that means, you know, what are those activities? Walking, climbing stairs, and, you know, being able to, if you drop something, being able to bend over and pick it up, you know? And so we just, the approach is different, but you learn how you can very effectively and safely help that person that cannot bend over and pick something up. You start with very small steps, obviously, and it's, there's nothing greater than seeing them, you know, make those great changes in their lives and coming and saying, oh my gosh, I'm walking different now. That's one thing I teach people right off the bat, is how to walk. So many people are afraid to roll through their foot and really use their muscles and walk because they're afraid of falling. And fall prevention is a huge in the functional aging.
I was just going to say, it, you know, falling for those in the mature market is one of the number one reasons that people end up in the hospital.
Yes.
And again, it speaks to those stabilizing muscles. It speaks to, you know, that balance that functional training takes care of by definition.
Flexibility, really important, definitely. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what is functional training? And I know Dan will go into that, but, you know, really just a definition is, functional training is a classification of exercise which involves training the body for the activities performed in daily life. And so, again, we talked about climbing stairs, et cetera. But one of the hugest is driving. Mm-hmm. And another story about a client whose name I won't mention. This was early on in my career before I specialized in training the aging population. And I had a client in her 60s. And she, one of her goals was to be able to turn her neck better. She had barely any range of motion in turning her neck. And she said, you know, I really am having trouble driving because I cannot look over my shoulder. And I said, well, how do you make a lane change then? How are you doing that? And she said, well, I used to turn my head, but then I don't have any flexibility. So my whole upper body would go with that, which means her arms, which means her hands, which are on the steering wheel. So as she would look left over her shoulder to turn, or to see if it was clear to turn, she would turn.
Wow.
And she said she had a few near misses. And so now, or this was 10 years ago before I learned more about functional aging and training. But this story, I'll never forget it, because she goes, now all I do is put my signal on. I don't even look. And I just kind of wait a second.
Oh,
go.
Geez.
Right. Yeah. I know. So
give me her license number so I avoid that, please.
So again, this was a long time ago, but we worked on her neck flexibility, of course, and she did get better, but I didn't, I never saw her drive, I admit.
So we've got a couple minutes here before we need to get to our next break. I'd love for you to kind of expand on some of the declines, you know, as we age and how functional training is going to help you. These are kind of fascinating to me, and maybe you can, you know, touch on a little of this, because it leads kind of into, I think, what Dr. Dan's going to talk about and the benefits of functional exercise.
Absolutely.
So would you touch on those a little bit?
Absolutely. So the normal effects of aging, of course, vision loss, hearing loss, trouble with balance, cognition, your aerobic capacity decreases, and then we talked about sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass. Those are all just normal, you know, age-related declines. However, with the exception of vision and hearing, all of these issues can be addressed through exercise and diet and stress relief, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the muscles atrophy or they start to lose their muscle mass, we start to decrease fibers and strength, then those muscles are not able to hold you up as well. And this contributes also to falling, of course, and not feeling good. You know, when somebody takes a walk, they're exhausted and they have no energy right away because they just don't have the muscle mass to carry them through. So aerobics can help cardiovascular, weight training and functional training can help with muscle mass and strength. And it's just really imperative that we stay active and keep exercising, even if it's just walking.
Wow. I know that we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. You are listening to Wellgate Wellness. This is Rich Novelli, and we'll be back after a couple of messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
All right, welcome back. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to Wellgate Wellness. And we're speaking to Jamie Hanna, who is part of this Functional Aging Institute, and it's an organization that is really focusing on fitness and quality of life and wellness for those of us over the age of 50. But it really, I think, touches on almost any age group in many ways. I'm sure you're going to talk about that. So tell us just a little bit about, Jamie, about the Functional Aging Institute. You mentioned kind of what got you involved. Mm-hmm. So what kind of work are they doing here?
Well, I was going to tell you a little bit how I've learned about them really quick. Yeah. And then, when I was receiving my degree in 2014, again, I was minoring in psychology, and I had to take psychology of aging, which, believe it or not, I was over 50 and wasn't excited about that.
No.
And, I learned a lot about myself too, because I never knew about ageism and the stigma attached to ageism. So it really opened my eyes to the beauty of aging and how mindset is everything. And in this class, they showed video after video of the people who were, living well, 70s, 80s, 90s, even over 100.
Right.
And they had a common theme, Rich. They said, I didn't take things too seriously in life. I was kind of chill when it came to other people. I forgave quickly. I loved with everything I had. I listened to music. I danced. I had fun. I spent time with family. And so this recurring theme was actually, believe it or not, more important even than the actual exercise. But then they said, I did stay active too. But to them, it was more important to be, keep their mind strong and really have connection with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, the exercise piece is extremely important, and they really, talked about this because a lot of them did have ailing diseases, mm-hmm, because they hadn't exercised. So it just shows the importance of...
Yeah, and not to interrupt you, but what's interesting about that comment is, from my perspective, and I'm obviously very prejudiced about this, is that exercise really controls more about that mood and that outlook on life, than willing yourself. If you have these debilitating illnesses or injuries, if you, exercise has been shown to even stave off Alzheimer's, dementia.
Absolutely.
I mean, that, mm-hmm, there are things now that we're learning that we didn't know, even 10, 5 years ago,
right,
that the power of this, that, mm-hmm, you want to talk about this mindset and this outlook on life, that it goes hand in hand with taking care of yourself, mm-hmm, and doing a little bit of exercise,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So not to diminish those things, but clearly if you start with exercise while you're focusing on the psychology of the quality of your life, those two go hand in hand.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in 2014, when I was getting my degree and taking this class that I didn't want to take that I ended up loving, I kept through ACE certification and American College of Sports Medicine, I received periodicals that have the latest research on exercise, physiology, the latest everything about exercise, all things exercise. And this one gentleman's name kept popping up, Dr. Dan this, Dr. Dan that, especially when we were talking about the aging population and exercise and functional training. And, mm-hmm, certainly I was interested, but every time I would look at an article, Dr. Dan Ritchie from Indiana, his name would just pop up everywhere. So when he was featured as the personal trainer of the year in 2014 by the PFP trainer, manual. That's the Personal Fitness Professionals Manual. There was an article in there by the editor, Lindsay Vestola, and she said, quote, over the last several years, baby boomers and senior fitness is a corner of the fitness industry with its own identity. An estimated 10,000 people turn 65 every day, most of whom wouldn't refer to themselves as seniors. This niche holds nearly 70% of the wealth in the United States and is a significant driver of the economy. They generally aren't concerned with fat loss or fitness vanity. Rather, they are focused on independence and staying active for as long as possible, which makes them inherently longer-term clients. So I started to learn really about how values have changed for this generation, and they weren't working out to, you know, where, like Bob was saying earlier, the Lycra and the,
right.
you know.
Dan skin. He really dated himself with the dan skin.
Well, I was there, too, with the leg warmers. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
me too.
I started realizing, yes, they're there because they want to be healthy and they want to right. be able to play with their grandchildren and
right.
and walk the Spanish steps right. and be able to travel. And so I was teaching, this is one of my personal stories, I was teaching a cardio ballet bar class up in Ashland, and I had mostly people around their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then one by one, I had a 60-year-old and a 70-year-old and then one 81-year-old. And I modified. I had been certified for years, but like everyone, I had this stigma that, oh, I had to go really super easy on mm-hmm. them. I knew I didn't want to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I learned was through time, they started making incredible gains.
Right.
And they loved the cardio bar because it reminded them of their childhood ballet classes, even if they never really pursued it. And one story of a lady, Judy, and she's allowed me to tell her story, is we, in a downward dog position, your hands and your feet are on the ground, and then your hips are up in the air. And she could never walk her hands into her feet and finalize the downward dog and roll up one vertebrae at a time. She would always have to kind of roll over to the side and pick herself up one way or another. So we always kind of waited, and I could always see out of the corner of my eye, you know, Judy kind of picking herself up, and we would wait at the top. Well, one day, we're standing up, and Judy is nowhere to be seen. And I said, "Where's Judy?" And she goes, "I'm right here." And she had stood up. She had actually done it. She had
wow.
actually finally rolled up. And we all started clapping and cheering. And she literally just progressed, you know, slow progressions on her own. And I just personally, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I didn't think she could ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that really opened up my eyes to this whole, okay, if you do it slowly, one little step at a time,
right.
maybe anyone can do anything they put their mind to, barring, you know, previous injuries.
Right.
And that's why Dan Ritchie, the Functional Aging Institute, really, really started to get my attention.
Right. It's fascinating. I mean, we are so very fortunate. I love the members that we have that are of the more mature population, because, of course, they don't like to be called seniors. So and they come in, and, you know, with a smile on their face, they've got all of this experience, all this wisdom, and now they're being taught that they can improve the quality of their life. And they tell us that we don't necessarily want to look better in a swimsuit. I mean, it'd be nice, but the idea is to improve the quality of life. And that quality of life, is, as Jamie said, we talk about it with them, is all about, you know, being able to take that long hike, being able to take the groceries out of your car without pain, being able to lift the grandkids, and generally having more energy and a much fresher outlook on life. And it is just so much fun to watch them participate, improve, grow, expand their physical horizons, where they are debunking these myths that there were limitations. You know, our trainers are very qualified in this, and very few of them have any of these folks on what we call isolation or selectorized equipment. Not that that's not part of a program, but the reality is it's more functional movements. You lose the functionality of a lot of the stabilizing muscles and joints, and those things are, if improved, you know, magnify the quality of your life and the ability for you to go out and enjoy life tenfold. So it's so fun to see that happening, and I think you hit the nail on the head. So you basically do modify your classes, you modify your exercise regimen. Is there an overriding kind of theme when you're dealing with this population?
The theme is, it is different for every single person, and wow, how different it can be, because depending on a person's lifestyle choices and disease and any, you know, history with injury,
mm-hmm.
an 80-year-old can be actively playing golf, no problem, or an 80-year-old can be, unfortunately, in a home, sitting in a wheelchair, not moving. So both 80-year-olds this is where this training comes in really handy for me, especially anyone who's passionate about training the aging population, is those two individuals, just like any client, are going to have, you're going to have a completely different approach. And what I really love about the Functional Aging Institute is they have an assessment process, mm-hmm. which each candidate, client will go through, and then you are able to see where your starting point is and where am I going with this person and what are their goals and what can they do. And yes, functional training is so important to keep up with the activities of daily life. And that means, you know, what are those activities? Walking, climbing mm-hmm. stairs, mm-hmm. and, you know, being able to, if you drop something, being able to bend over and pick it up,
right.
you know? And so we just, the approach is different, but you learn how you can very effectively and safely help that person that cannot bend over and pick something up. You start with very small steps, obviously, and it's, there's nothing greater than seeing them, you know, make those great changes in their lives and coming in saying, oh my gosh, I'm walking different now. That's one thing I teach people right off the bat, is how to walk. So many people are afraid to roll through their foot and really use their muscles and walk because they're afraid of falling. And fall prevention is a huge in the functional aging.
I was just going to say, it, you know, falling for those in the mature market is one of the number one reasons yep. that people end up in the hospital.
Yes. Yes.
And again, it speaks to those stabilizing muscles. It speaks to, you know, that balance that functional training takes care of by yes. definition.
Flexibility
right.
really important.
Right.
Definitely. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what, you know, what is functional training? And I know Dan will go into that, but, you know, really just a definition is, functional training is a classification of exercise which involves training the body for the activities performed in daily life. And so, again, we talked about climbing stairs, et cetera, but one of the hugest is driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I, another story about a client whose name I won't mention, this was early on in my career before I specialized in training the aging population, and I had a client in her 60s. And she, one of her goals was to be able to turn her neck better. She had barely any range of motion in turning her neck. And she said, you know, I really am having trouble driving because I cannot look over my shoulder. And I said, well, how do you make a lane change then? How are you doing that? And she said, well, I used to turn my head, but then I don't have any flexibility. So my whole upper body would go with that, which means her arms, which means her hands, which are on the steering wheel. So as she would look left over her shoulder to turn, or to see if it was clear mm-hmm. to turn, she would turn.
Wow.
And she said she had a few near misses. And so now, or this was 10 years ago before I learned more about functional aging and training. But this story, I'll never forget it, because she said, she goes, now all I do is put my signal on. I don't even look. And I just kind of wait a second.
Oh,
go.
Geez.
Right, yeah. I mm-hmm. know. So,
give me her license number so I avoid that, please.
So, again, this was a long time ago, but we worked on her neck flexibility, of course, and she did get better, but I didn't, I never saw her drive, I admit.
So we've got a couple minutes here before we need to get to our next break. I'd love for you to kind of expand on some of the declines, you know, as we age and how functional training is going to help you. These are kind of fascinating to me. And maybe you can, you know, touch on a little of this, because it leads kind of into, I think, what Dr. Dan's going to talk about and the benefits of functional exercise.
Absolutely.
So would you touch on those a little bit?
Absolutely. So the normal effects of aging, of course, vision loss, hearing loss, trouble with balance, cognition, your aerobic capacity decreases, and then we talked about sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass. Those are all just normal, you know, age-related declines. However, with the exception of vision and hearing, all of these issues can be addressed through exercise and diet and stress relief, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the muscles atrophy or they start to lose their muscle mass, we start to decrease fibers and strength, then those muscles are not able to hold you up as well. And this contributes also to falling, of course, and not feeling good. You know, when somebody takes a walk, they're exhausted and they have no energy right away because they just don't have the muscle mass to carry them through. So aerobics can help cardiovascular, weight training and functional training can help with the muscle mass and strength, and it's just really imperative that we keep stay active and keep exercising, even if it's just walking.
Wow. I know that we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. You are listening to Wellgate Wellness. This is Rich Novelli, and we'll be back after a couple of messages.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Scotland is going to seek talks with the European Union on remaining in the 28-nation bloc. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scottish leader Nicola Sturgeon says Scotland will launch immediate talks with European Union nations and institutions to find a way to remain in, despite Britain's vote to leave. Sturgeon says voters in Scotland gave emphatic backing for EU membership. After meeting with her cabinet, she vowed to seek immediate discussions with the rest of the EU on it. Linked to this move, Sturgeon added that a new referendum on Scottish independence from the United Kingdom is very much on the table. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Meanwhile, European foreign ministers today urging quick negotiations on Britain's departure from the EU in the aftermath of the vote this week. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says there's no reason to think other nations will follow Britain's example.
I don't think that Great Britain was setting an example for Europe.